Time, don't respond, so we will have to motion for you to remote participate.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, because he's traveling for work, so that is one of the provisions in the Open Meetings Act. All right, so it is now 7:02. We will call to order this meeting of the River Forest Sustainability Commission. Chairperson Simon, Commissioner Charette, Commissioner Drury, Commissioner Haley, Commissioner Lennon,
Here.
Commissioner Mezzatesta,
Here.
Commissioner Vesey, Student Commissioner Steerwalt,
Here.
Student Commissioner Avalos.
Here.
All right, we have four voting members present. We do have a quorum. Our first item is to let Commissioner Vesey participate remotely pursuant to the Open Meeting Act. So, Jeff, any votes we take here after we get you in, you'll need to be on camera for, but only the voting portions. All
Got
right.
it.
So, do we have a motion to let Commissioner Vesey participate
I'll
remotely?
make the motion. Second.
Great. Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yeah.
Commissioner Mezzatesta?
Yes.
All right. Jeff, you're
Very good.
officially in.
Congrats.
All right, thank you.
Where are you, by the way?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, nice. Ooh, solid choice for business location.
Yeah, beautiful.
So we actually had no public comments for today. So we do have the USC planning project as a line item on there. So if you guys have any comments to make, then feel free. Obviously, any questions, feel free to raise your hand or jump in. So adoption of the meeting minutes. Did we have any edits?
There's a typo in the discussion you promised to make. The first paragraph in the discussion of truth, it says something like background. Yes.
Oh, yep, I see it. All right. Thank you guys for every month catching all of my typos on this.
You do a great job.
So,
Far more typos than one of us was doing it.
so do we have a motion to adopt the meeting minutes with the typo corrections? And do we have a second? All right. Chairperson Simon,
Yes.
Commissioner Charette,
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon,
Yeah.
Commissioner Mezzatesta.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff, gonna have to turn on your camera for this. Commissioner Vesey.
Yes.
All right.
We wait.
And he is in a hotel
All right, minutes are adopted. So I moved this up in the agenda just because I figured it would take a decent amount of discussion time and wanted to make sure we had time for it. So Eric and Jeff, I believe, were the only ones here for the Soul Smart process. That was even before I began. But similar to that, zoning changes will need to have a vote by the board, then go to two public hearings of the zoning board before they vote on final text language to recommend back to the board for adoption. So if we act now, we can have these zoning changes done by June. It's a lengthy process, but that's just how it works. So I sent some very preliminary draft stuff and a bunch of the sample language to you all in the packet for the that the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus had provided. So just wanted to get all of your feedback on there. There were a few things I sort of left blank and open, wanting to get some guidance from you all, but mostly I was trying to stick as closely to the recommended or suggested language that they had put forward, but making sure it worked with our code and how our code works. We're not defining things that aren't actually being used in the text, but we are clarifying within the definitions, things like that.
I have a question for you.
Yep.
So is any of this controversial? Like, is there anything offensive involved?
The one thing that I just don't know how the zoning board is going to be. So I think looking back at how the Soul Smart stuff went, I had put in the one of the things on appearance for having it, where was it? I have it. 0.5 for appearance, which I think is something they would actually like. They did put for,
Your page
the
four.
design elements being, yes, I don't have the
This is
point here.
page like 14 of the pack.
Yeah.
So are we talking EV or Soul?
EV.
EV. Okay,
Yeah.
that's what I got. Well, sorry.
He was referencing SoulSmart just because it's a similar
Yeah,
process.
when they, we had
That's
done the
fine.
silver designation, we had
Okay.
gone through zoning changes then.
Okay.
So that was the incorporating design elements into the architectural concept, matching the compatibility with the buildings, the things, the this is installation of electric vehicle chargers. There is the new construction section we can get to. Yes. So yeah, we've got a whole host of topics here. So that was one that I think is generally considered controversial, but I think the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus gives us enough leeway to where if the zoning board was really adamant on something like this, of making sure the charging stations work with the sort of aesthetic of the area, that they can still, we can still earn the points for it. I know one of the things the zoning board put in the previous SoulSmart was having the solar panels be like the same color as the, or similar color to the roof and things like that, that SoulSmart was less keen on, but that MMC for EVs is much more flexible on. They
No.
can be out in parking lots, so
Okay.
yeah.
I
Yeah,
thought
it's
it was very good. The only question I had in it was, in fact, the hearing about there's something about the right of ways and where there's designated line parking. That, okay, but I think there's some residential areas that have lines for parking, like Washington, Lathrop to Park Avenue type of thing, and then across, they've got for all homes in there,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's not like designated spots, but it's got a parking lane. And I didn't know if that was would be all inclusive of all that, because I don't think we're putting those in front of people's houses, but.
That's yeah, that's a great point. I'm trying to see what the exact provision says
It just talked
for.
about where you have designated parking, painted lanes or lines or whatever. And I
Yeah.
didn't know what you
And
meant.
I had done that specifically, that it's not just popping up on any residential street. It's more in the commercial parking or near the parks or something like that,
Yeah,
where there is the clear parking. So that might be,
I think there's a few areas where they are
yeah,
compliant.
one thing to clarify, because what does this say?
Are you in the police?
Whether and under what conditions EV charging is allowed in the right of way
The
is
right
on
of
the
way stuff.
points. So we would want that limited to presumably commercial zones.
Just stick it all inside of.
Yeah, the other item that I did not put in any of the controversial language, I just sort of kept it at one of the two minimums that suggested is the parking minimums. How I use the language that it the EV spaces can be counted towards the parking minimums. There is the discussion of flexing the number that the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus had put forward, that I think the their sample language said that every charging spot can be counted as two parking spots up to a certain percentage of the total. I do not know how the zoning board would feel about that.
Is the idea that you're encouraging EV by letting them
Presumably,
pump it?
but yeah. You would, if you're installing EV, then you would make it easier because you wouldn't have to meet as much of the minimum parking. But knowing how some groups can feel about parking minimums, it's, I think that's one of the potentially more controversial ones, and unfortunately, that's one of the two bronze requirements, so the lowest level that we need to clear no matter what. Yes. And there we.
But the way around that maybe that for space does not allow. Because you could just say, okay, I'm going to put in four, and I count it as eight. But if someone want to build the other parking spot, you have more space. So you may want to edge it that way a little bit. And these things really, they only state what can be. They don't state the infinite number of things that can't be. So.
And we don't really have a huge example of it. The one thing is the village received an inquiry. I don't even know how long ago this was. I possibly over a year ago at this point from Chulask or their corporate parent Albertsons about installing there. And because they're a planned development, it would have had to go on through the whole planned development process. But I think they were looking to get rid of 12 spots and put in 8 EVs. And then our building official just gave them the information about what the process is and then never heard anything. So that would be essentially two charging spots counting as three parking spots if that's a standard ratio. But again, that is a sample size of one.
Why would they want to move?
I don't know.
It's not that the EV charger needs that.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, we've got our EV charger here is
The tool.
two, yeah,
I
two.
guess, well,
they help spots spring in that summer for their other stuff, so they have something to do with that.
Awesome, all that. Do we need to communicate with the Historic Preservation Commission?
Oh, that's a good point. I had not.
So we ran into this with solar, right? Is the Historic Preservation Commission is very obviously like if you're making any kind of alteration to the exterior of a home that's part of the register, it has to go through a whole approval process and they can deny it. So we learned that with solar because solar, if it's on the front of the house, on the roof, it actually does alter and you could lose your status. If it's not seen from the street, it's not a big deal. So it might be just, I don't mind like talking. Is it still David Frankie? Is he still the, we can look it up.
I would need to check with Luke to see because he's the staff liaison to that commission, but
Because they're going to be opposed to like if you buy a sweet, brand new silver charger and it's going to go outside of your house, like they would have a problem with that.
yeah, that's really my comment on sticking in the driveway that would apply almost universally. Yeah, not visible from the street. Okay, visible now, but not from the street. For residential. I thought you did a really good job on it.
Good to hear. And then the chart at the end is just one of the other bronze action is permitting it as an accessory use in all zones. So, just put it as a permitted use, does not have to go through any special process as long as it's complying with other existing ordinances in any zone. I know for solar, it was permitted for rooftop. And special use for the ground mounted. So the ground mounted, they still want to review
Exactly.
those installations.
Right, which is fair.
All
make a great backyard. But I have to go grass.
And I do think that one might have some
Yeah.
language limiting it to the backyard as well, and not being within so many feet of the property edge. Everything else. Then the other item I left open is the new construction item. So I sort of outlined the three required items for new construction in there. Two of them do not require code changes. The one of them is just communicating the state law, which requires all new residential construction of 4 units or less to have one EV capable parking spot per dwelling unit. So if it's a single family home, they have to have one spot with the breaker and then conduit, like enough amperage to the breaker and then conduit run. Doesn't need wiring, doesn't need an outlet. And then anything 5 units or more has to be 100% EV capable. Same thing, but every single parking spot needs to have that.
That's new construction.
New
Okay.
construction, yes, statewide. January 1st.
So this guy that was building down later, late would have had to have that for every parking spot.
Correct.
Definitely.
Yep.
Okay.
Any future, well, so any future for residential, yes. For commercial, the state law is completely silent, which is where this comes in. So I put this last paragraph in.
What page are you on again, sir?
I again don't have the page number for me. I just printed off a few
That's
of
all right.
these pages. Sorry about that.
Oh, I don't remember this again. Sorry.
I thought I read it.
Oh, no, I passed it a while ago. Yes, page 16.
So this is the off-street parking section of Commercial District 1. The other commercial districts, all of their off-street parking sections simply refer back to having to be the same as this. So if we change this one, we change them all. So I had added a paragraph. This makes these spots EV ready. I had basically copied, I think, I can't remember which community. I had sent some sample text in the packet of what other communities had adopted. But so, yeah, one, I think that was University Park. So, South Suburban Community did 2% for, but no less than one parking spot. So anything over 50, they have 50 parking spots. They have to have one EV capable or EV ready. And then,
Just we clarified non-residential, so like
yeah,
not
correct.
a parking garage that services a building.
I think the community I took this from might have been Deer Park. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they had 20%. Oak Park used language of one of every five parking spots, also 20%. This makes it EV ready, so conduit, correct amount of amperage, wiring, and outlet. And then it's still on them to eventually put in the actual charging station, but it ensures it is full, it's EV ready. I mean, that's the term. So that was what I had put together. It uses great use of the definitions put forward by the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus on electric vehicle charging infrastructure and electric vehicle supply equipment. So I thought it was a, really clean, straightforward way to be as clear as possible on that. I did not put in a percentage wanting to get that feedback from you all. If we wanted to just be capable, open to hearing that. If we wanted to push it further, my thought with all new sort of the new policy construction, at least my initial thoughts, and again, defer to you all going forward, is the state is requiring residential units to be EV capable, and then anything beyond that would presumably be the responsibility of that respective property owner, or in the case of a renter, a tenant can would not have to face as many obstacles if it's already EV capable. They would still need to be some electrical installation costs, but it's
It's not an infrastructure. It's just
wiring.
pulling wire.
Yeah. So I figured to communicate and enforce that would be the easiest route for the village and would not require any changes to the village code. And then commercial, we can go one step beyond, make any new commercial construction EV ready for X percentage of parking for that non-residential use.
That include colleges, non-residential.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, so I guess we should probably, should we clarify that as,
When I think about all the non-residential parking garages,
yeah, that's,
like that's most of it.
well, there's the medical center on
The brothers.
Again, this would be if they built a new,
Right, if they knock it
yeah.
down and build a new one.
Yep.
I mean, it'd be interesting to find out, like I would think the universities would classify it as residential, just to probably, I don't know if
Yeah.
they can, but like, it is both. I mean, services.
Yeah, and so I guess if they would need to be very clear on how many are designated for student residential parking
So a
and how
percent of
many
the
are not.
percent would then,
Yes.
I got you.
But any of those student residential ones, they would already have to be making all of those EV capable.
So we thought new house, right? So I put in a second story in my house, and that whole part was considered. So I had to go back and do a lot of compliance stuff to all that newness that I didn't have to do on the old one. I got sprinkler systems, all kinds of stuff. Coming from Michigan, where you could just pull
Whatever you want.
a lot of different, a lot of different wiring, wallboard, and everything else. It's a little bit of a surprise to me. But so we'll talk new. So let's say the school, the middle school up here, not that many years ago, they went and they redid all the parking lots. Does that get classified then as new for that?
Redid the parking lots, meaning just repaved them or
No, they reconfigured.
reconfigure your own, put down pavers, and so that my question is, what, how are you defining new on all this?
Then that's a good question to further clarify because
That
I
would
believe that
be
would be new construction.
equal.
The tennis club just did that too.
Yeah, they redid, but although I'm not sure they put pavers down on it, do you know?
Oh, I don't think they did.
No, but they moved around where everything was. They
Yeah,
moved
they
biking. When did they
reconfigured
do it?
it.
What was it last year?
Oh, that's all actually.
So I think it's good. I think whatever the percentage needs to be, but new probably needs to be spelled out as well.
What constitutes?
Maybe that's already classified or in
Something
the process. Probably already.
yeah, and I know for some stuff it's like there has been like the sprinkler thing of like is it 50% renovations? Is it 90% reservations? Basically, like it's not considered new if you leave one existing wall up, and I've seen things like that.
So
So,
much about parking lots.
well, they did
Yeah.
that. They did that in my neighborhood. They left the thing up. They destroyed the rest of the house. They built the rest of the house.
Or somebody did that in Oak Park.
Then
Yeah.
they took them
A few years
after this was
ago.
all.
That's a pretty long legs in Michigan.
They told the neighbor.
But the same thing. So if the village is going to, tear up the street and put it through sewer and all that, does that then constitute new for any parking spots along there? Those are the, I just think about this. So how we're defined
This is
is
what
really
keeps Gary up at night.
Yeah.
after that.
What is
That's
new?
good. Thank you.
That's a miscaptured something.
Going through my notes here then. So we need to check with the Historic Preservation Committee and potentially have something about being chargers being visible from the street. Probably apply that universally is.
I mean, it's not even that hard to vision. They're
Yeah.
just going to say no,
Yeah.
which is what it is.
For
Is
the well,
that common on a home that people put chargers?
it would be
There's one of my neighbors, and they don't, it's a very old house, but it's not listed, has it like right on the side of the house, just because their driveway is right there.
well, if you
like
go in a
glued
circle in
on.
their driveway's front,
And that too, then you have no choice.
Like, is it glued on or like the village has it as
No, it's
okay.
like it's mounted at the side of the home.
Glued on. Yeah, that's.
But yeah, we'll figure out some of those. So then we
Yeah.
should.
Why wouldn't
I honestly don't know. Oh, it's because they don't use their garage as a garage. It's in
storage?
Austin Gym, actually.
Oh.
We had two garages, and we didn't put our cars in either one of them when we lived in Oak Park, so.
Sounds like a pretty common thing. The storage unit.
Yeah.
So the charging station, public right of way, commercial zone. Need to clarify what constitutes new construction, social street historic, and then the parking minimums. If there is a flexing at all, it's when space does not allow. Am I missing anything else? Any concerns about the definitions? Anything else there?
Did you want us to come up with a percentage?
Yeah. 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 I
Somewhere
mean, that's.
between 0.2 and 0.2. But...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, Oak Park's is 20% seems like a lot of the West and North suburban communities from the examples I saw or the few that were listed were 20%, whereas the South suburban communities were the 2%. Again, I think probably just on the prevalence of electric vehicle in these respective communities is, I'm assuming, a large factor in that.
Okay, and refresh, because we've talked about a lot of stuff here, refresh my memory here. To which category or all categories does the, if we went with 20%, would it?
New commercial construction.
Okay. Which,
I think
new
so
non-residential
I think
construction, 20%.
I mean, this is definitely, this is obviously a different conversation, like in AJ Manolo, whatever you guys think on this too. Right, new construction. Right, it's just minimal to begin with, but how much parking should accommodate EV? Yeah, this is just EV ready, right? So,
Yeah.
this
Yeah,
is
we
the
are.
infrastructure would be in
The
place
infrastructure,
for
yes.
20% of, if we went with
Yes,
20% or
correct. We
10%.
are not mandating the installation of charging
Yeah, this
stations.
is, by the way, this is.
And then the wiring and the outlet are the one step beyond for non-residential, whereas any residential anyway is already going to be one step below that. Yes.
I almost think you'd want to bracket it by number. I think, okay, 40 spots, that's eight.
Yeah.
Seems a little bit high.
And there were
But if I
some
had
that was.
10 spots, two is fine, right? That kind of thing. So I almost think you'd want to have, okay, so if you have 10 or 20 spots, four maybe is okay. But then you start to say minimum of six per whatever. I don't know, but it just seems like you just put an arbitrary 20% because you have. But Jewel said they've got 100 spots up there. That's 20 charging stations. I can't imagine.
But it would be a new, that would be a new tool.
Yeah.
I mean, since we're talking about
So,
new,
but that's why
in
picking the number.
actuality,
Where would this go? Where would it go? We have almost no
This would
space.
be Lake Street, a lot on Madison Street,
This is Lake and Lathrop. It's,
the Madison Street
well, you
properties,
said before, it's pretty rare.
yeah, or any future take. Tear down and rebuild. I can, let me find, they had shared with
That's why I was bracketing with some numbers like that. So it's not just as linear, it's got some.
So you're saying like if it was like 10 and 40, that's heavy. That feels heavy.
Yeah. It just funny. I mean, yeah, 40, that's 8 spots. That seems kind of heavy.
Well, could you word it a minimum so many space, percentage, but not.
Yes. Okay. Same thing.
I think what Gary's saying is like,
Yeah.
I have like, I'm like a keep it simple kind of person. I get it though, because that gives you a little more flexibility if you guys want to do it, but I don't want to overthink this either.
Yeah, I just bracket reasonable. Like, you don't need 20 spots. I mean, you have four.
Well, are we thinking that there might be a maximum number of spaces?
I'm just thinking broadly. If Jewel
Yeah.
was to build brand new today and you have four
Yes.
spots, there's enough. Right, that's kind of how I would look at
But
it.
it's enough. It's enough for today. But
Yeah.
if we're being forward looking, you know what I mean? Like if we had all kinds of open space and
But is
things
that what
were.
people are going to charge at Jewel? Or is that just that they need to have it charged at some
I think the people who are upset about our policies on charging, they'll just go hang out at Jewel
place? Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
Sorry about that. Exactly. God bless.
Well, but you could say 20% up to a maximum of so many spaces if you felt like you wanted.
20% up to
Is six spaces? Is the zoning commission going to have an opinion on this?
That is a good question.
So, like, so
So
if they have a say in this
they need
20,
to vote on it. I mean, that's because it has to go
so
into the
we're
zoning
essentially
code.
making a recommendation of the zoning commission. So we could go high and and honestly like highlight that so they know it's probably something they should talk about.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's not our decision, it's just our
And
recommendation.
why don't we say 20% and put a little note that,
Yeah.
yeah.
We understand.
Access.
How many people have EVs in row four? Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Six,
So we'll need
nine, what do we have
100.
to? Five?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was
that's
looking at them.
Sounds.
We do have that, so we could look it up.
Sounds correct.
I don't.
And it's
Yeah.
growing, you know, obviously by the day. And but again, like keep in mind, this is just the infrastructure, right? So this is just EV readiness. We're not telling them they need to put up 10, you know, eight chargers for 40 spaces.
Oh,
yeah. That's where most of
the
money is.
It's not infrastructure. It's not new. 34 in January for the Secretary of State. But that's just residents, not folks.
And how many vehicles do we have?
That I would need
Oh,
to
yeah.
ask to
We're
figure out
going to
still,
need to
yep.
check that like a little bit. That's just uncovered hybrid.
Yeah.
Now
Actually, that
thank you,
was
Sid.
these
Oh,
guys in the midterm presentation.
thank
you.
Just curious because I wasn't here for that. Does the hybrid also designate plug-in versus hybrid? Does it differentiate?
I could get back to you on that. I don't promise
I
you.
don't think so because I looked at those numbers.
I'm just more curious because like there's such a substantial difference
Yeah,
now.
I went out and looked at it after you sent the information. I don't think it's
Well, and
there.
from a charging standpoint,
Electric
you
is
kind of need to add in a
2.7.
plug-in.
Yes. Electric
That
is
was one of the
2.7.
things in the definitions. I had included plug-in hybrid
Oh, it's all
as meeting the definition, but not
I've been a hybrid.
the standard hybrid.
Electric is 2.7, hybrid spouses. But also, electric is growing at a rate of like 46%. That hurts. Whereas hybrid is, you know, since it's more expensive.
AJ, since you've been in here, your car is now on.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Police are getting some e-bikes.
More like,
yes. We're going through the budget and capital process, but they're planning on it for next year, this coming fiscal year.
So fast.
Yep.
All right, so what do we want to go in with as a recommendation? We will point out for the. You want to go? I'm okay with what Gary's saying too, is like 20% of the max of six, and just highlight it so
Yeah,
they
and
know it's a
all of
preliminary.
this is obviously just preliminary draft,
Sure.
your all recommendations.
This
This
is going
will
to get.
go to them with a memorandum explaining, summarizing the conversation you all have had, explaining all the stuff I laid out to you from the MMC, and then seeing how their process goes, any public comments that come in.
I haven't been, but you've been part of this a million times, been part
I
of this a
have
couple
not been part of
times.
this in 2026.
They look at every word, so like they're not going to miss something in our recommendation.
Not to over mutton yet, but since I brought it up, but yeah, the electric ones are more important. How do they charge? Any kind of infrastructure for that?
No, it's just 110.
You just plug it in wall socket and you're
Yeah.
good to go.
Yeah. Different battery sizes, but like you can charge a couple hours usually.
Okay, so module now, someplace like that.
Exactly. What else do you need from us for this?
Think this is it for this.
These are
So,
helpful.
this was taking up some time, but I wanted to make sure I covered every base, was like cross-referencing all of the stuff that this checklist, this is just a snapshot of this checklist. There's so many more things I'm going to be coming back next month with unrelated to zoning, but we'll continue the discussion for the next few months on this and hope to have. My goal is silver designation, but I think we can easily hit bronze by the time the cohort officially wraps up in June. Then we can obviously continue to build from there.
As far as you know, we're pretty much in aligned with like Oak Park and Forest Park.
Oak Park has gold.
In terms of how we're writing this stuff.
Oak Park's is, there's not a lot that they have codified, but the new construction was an example they gave of Oak Park's. They are mandating electric vehicle installed for theirs, but it's again that same 20%.
So installed mean not just ready, like actually.
Like, and the charging, and the charger.
Also,
But this still gets that gold designation for the new construction. So,
Jay, were you gonna ask them there? Does Oak Park have like a maximum on the things like we were talking about?
Are they just straight 20% or is there
Really?
enough?
Yeah. They're just like
There's, yeah, just straight
20%.
one in 5. Yep.
Which is 20% of
Their exact language is 1 in 5, one of every 5 parking spaces. I think it's somewhere in the packet.
And do we need to vote on?
So this is a motion to make a recommendation to the Board of Trustees to proceed with a text amendment related to electric vehicle charging stations. So that was, I just had replaced, swapped out the solar panel stuff from the previous Soul Smart. So then they would instruct the zoning board with their next vote.
I'd like to make a motion to recommend that the Village Board of Trustees to proceed with a text amendment related to electrical vehicle charging stations.
Right.
I'll take that.
Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette? Commissioner Lennon?
Yeah.
Commissioner Mezzatesta? Commissioner Veazey?
Yes.
Hi,
Jeff.
Right. I'm hearing most of what you guys
Nothing.
are saying.
As long as you got 20% of it, then it's consistent with our language of. Or if you got 1 in 5 of our words, it'd be similar. You said you heard most of it.
So moving on, commissioner updates. I didn't know if anyone had any individual things
Yeah,
from.
let's just be brief because there's a lot of stuff on the but we'll go around the room. AJ, anything?
No, that's
On your end, Susan? Okay, please.
Real quick, I got contacted to join a group of condo dwellers to talk about sustainability in condos, and we had a meeting.
You've done lots of cool stuff yourself, so that's great.
And the topic at the first meeting, we zoomed a lot of Oak Park people, was community solar. And some of the folks have done that in their condos for the common areas, and we're talking about it. And the group hopes to meet quarterly. And
who reached out to
Phyllis
Sorry,
Rubin
yeah, I knew
did,
you
but
guys had.
it was a gentleman named, I think, Art Johnson, and
That's great.
Greenhouse, Wendy Greenhouse,
That's
were the two. So.
It's a great name for somebody who cares about sustainability.
Yeah, and I was glad to represent my condo, and I said, "Hey, I'm on the commission, and this is all good." And,
That's
it
awesome.
was Oak Park heavy, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Oak Park and River Forest getting together to talk about this.
Let's hope we can support you on that in any way. That's cool.
And hopefully, maybe I can bring back some interesting perspectives. So.
On we finalized this last week, but I think I mentioned last month that we're having the thrift store. We confirmed those dates, so it's April 27th and 28th. And what's cool, and that's at an Oak Yard gym, either the east or the west. So if anyone wants to come, or it's open to community members too, if they want to go on the newsletter, maybe.
Yeah, could you put together just like a quick 100 words, doesn't even need to be that long, to put in the newsletter and social media?
Yeah, we'll promote it. Yes. And they can also bring in their clothes. You all can too on the 18th, starting the 18th.
Do you know what they do with the leftover clothes?
We are going to Yes, because I am on it. We are going to donate it to Goodwill.
Would you consider the Biden ministry? Because you guys are the target like size that you like, really don't. So we can talk about
Okay,
it.
yeah, we can talk,
Yeah.
but for sure. I
Okay. Okay. There. You guys have any updates?
Yes.
Innocent bystanders.
I just know that we just broke into like different groups to go in our topics of building energy, transportation, resiliency, and community development. So, and then we're gonna go back into like what we research and by the policies for. So one of the things is like solar rooftops, EV chargers. I'm in the building and energy. Really, kind of speaking about a little bit more about LEED certification as well. But that's my personal group, building energy. But we are definitely going to all regroup tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
That's great. Similar timeline. So we just broke into our separate groups to work on the actual plan itself. So we started work on that. Big effort as of last class, so we're focused on next class, the evaluation criteria. So how we're going to see if these policies are actually making sense 5, 10, 20 years down the line. And then just small notes, we're also digging into some of that big federal legislation that I'm sure everybody's already taken a look at. But we have students who work at CMAP. I work for Senator Durbin's office. So we're trying to really be like scoped on what we can pull from those things that would be useful. So that's the plan.
That's great. Yeah, it's awesome. Just let us know what you need from us on anything. So,
yeah, no, I mean, I'm not sure what like the best communication channel is. I'm sure it is through David, but if there's any concerns, any recommendations you'd like for us, please don't hesitate to. I'm sure that's already been taking place. But.
Yeah, and I included one of the sections updates in the packet, and then I forwarded the other one, I believe on Monday, that had come in after I had left on Friday. So that was why that one didn't get in the packet. Yeah, Gary and I were both on the midterm presentation call. So, yeah, I didn't know if you had any input or feedback on that. It was, yeah. And then just from my perspective, a couple quick things before we get into everything else. Just this week, working on finalizing a contract with NexAmp. So that the village's paid electricity accounts, the pump station, the street lighting, the alleys are on a community solar program. So that'll both save the village some money and further diversify the green energy that
so that's sort
they're
of
using.
Out from aggregation to
yeah, and we still have the wind rec contract through end of November of next year. This is starting as soon as we finish this contract, so it's going to be any additional electrical use beyond that will be through the wind rec contract. So we'll have community solar, we'll have wind recs, and then also hoping to get a solar installation at the pump station, budgeting for that.
So when you budgeted it, what was the general capability of it?
So the one thing that had been raised, and I think Trustee Gillis had been the one who raised this a few times, is a solar flower. So it actually picks up the sun. So all the information I could find was that those generally do about 5,000 to 6,000 kilowatt hours annually. It's a drop in the bucket for the pump station, which does about 20,000 kilowatt hours per month. That's annually versus per month.
The pump station is a beast.
Yes. But because that is the just massive energy generator for the village, and we're paying for that electricity, that sort of is the logical location for.
That's it.
Yeah.
So the flower is going to take up a show.
Yeah, it's a demonstration of the village's values and commitment to diversified green energy.
Advertise.
Advertise, no?
Will be decorative.
Well, they follow the sun.
Yeah, and it's got like solar panel petals that, yeah. So yeah, that is in the budget for.
It's in relationship to the village usage. How much of it then is under, will be under this, I'll call it sustainable versus under the judicial comments? So,
what percentage?
Yeah, the problem is I don't know what the usage for this facility and the public works garage are. So I, you know, can easily go in and see what the other ones are because we get the bill, we pay the bill every month. Yeah, this is these two facilities, and then I guess. The traffic signals.
Yeah. It'd be good to just know it.
Yeah.
If it's 50-50, that's great. If it's still.
Yeah, let me.
128, it's something good for.
I need to look at that because we should have some
documentation
somewhere, but.
We're logging on a, you know, website.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that'd be a very interesting statistic to publish along with our other statistics we talked about last.
And then just a few other quick items, just because I know they'll be coming up. Election is next week. We've traditionally had election yard sign recycling here at Village Hall. The past few times we've had a big cardboard Gaylord underneath the bridge. It's gotten very easily contaminated with just people running by and throwing in garbage. So we've got some extra compost bins that were just being utilized as extra trash bins for police in back that I've wheeled around to front. Those are going to temporarily serve as yard sign collection receptacles before being just additional public use compost bins located at the Village Hall. So that will start next week through April 1st is when the yard sign recycle will be, and that'll be out in the newsletter this Friday.
Can we... I don't know if the village out the trash, but like per which I expected, people just driving by in their car and throwing things out. Could we limit the time frame? Because theoretically, it'll take a week maybe to pick up all your yard signs.
Yeah. So yeah, it's the collection of it's going to end April 1st. I've already spoken to LRS. They're going to come out that day, and that's going to be the last collection of the yard sign containers to separately and specifically recycle those. It'll be right in front of Village Hall, so in these parking pads off to the left, there's a surveillance camera right there. It's right adjacent windows are the police station, so it's a little more of a monitored area and not just this fly-by-night thing underneath the bridge back here. Not been a very active campaign season in terms of the number of yard signs I've seen in the community, but hopefully can still just get good usage for those who want to safely and responsibly dispose of their yard signs. So.
Yep. All right. Were you going to mention that aggregate?
Oh, yes. Next week, anyone who's not already yet been enrolled in the aggregation program will be getting enrollment opt-out letters for the final 4 months of the program. They will all be eligible for re-enrollment should we continue the program. Again, won't know anything regarding the future of the program till May at the earliest, when the new ICC rates are established.
Do you know what percent of the village is currently?
It was, I have it somewhere. I think I had it used. Like, was the remaining one 1,400 households?
1,400 are not in it?
They are not in it. So that's, a little over 3,000, roughly 3,000 households. So just over 50%, basically.
50%.
Yeah, are in it. Or had previously opted out.
Hey, Jeff, any updates on your end?
Not really. I saw things for the updates you'd sent today, Seth. And yeah, Gary, maybe you and I can connect before next week, but I don't, or next month, but I don't have much to share.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Jeff. Reports on work groups.
I had noted last month there was wanting to have the continued discussion on metrics, so I put that as a line item. I understand some people might not have that fully formed. We can always continue to come back to that. I know that was a pretty robust discussion last month, and when I was writing up the minutes, I had caught that and made sure to make note of that.
So I guess, does anybody have any updates on that? Any of the groups?
Yeah. And both of our waste working group are unable to make it today, so.
I just have a waste point, which is, so as probably everybody knows, there's an electronic pickup. And this was in the village correspondence as well. It says there's a, it seemed like you could have 7 things picked up, and the only thing that had a limit was a TV and a monitor. So I put in that I had 4 laptops, and they came back and they said, no, I'm sorry, you only have 2. And I said, oh, I didn't see that in the thing. And so there was this back and forth. And so evidently TV monitor and TVs and monitors includes
your laptop screen.
So, you know, my.
So screens.
So my comment to them was, well, if that's the case, could you clarify, you know, they wrote back and said, oh, I understand you didn't know we had something. I said, no, I didn't understand that a tablet is considered a monitor, because those are different.
Yeah, this is the first I had heard of it. And the justification I had previously heard is the size,
yeah,
which is, yeah.
So, you know, I'm not contesting the limit if they feel they have to do it, but the clarity of the limit, because...
Yeah. This, yeah, I'm going to have to
interpret it exactly the same as you did.
And I just put in the notes, you know, I happen to have a friend who left town, and I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll recycle these here. That's why I happen to have so much stuff. But I just happened to put in the note, but had I not put it in there, I wouldn't even have known. So anyways, I did have a back and forth, but I thought if you follow through.
And was there any information, because it was a data storing device, of them being able to pick that up at the front porch instead of curbside, because they should have had that in there.
Yeah.
That is okay.
And you know, if that's the case, then that should be clarified. What exactly is considered? And you know, my fear was, you know, suppose you put out 4, and they said nope, too many, and then they don't pick up any because. Wait another 6 months.
I guess if the guys going around pick up whatever there, they don't put it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then I'll send it to you. But the Forest Preserve does a very comprehensive, day in July, where I think you can bring. I'll send you a picture, but you can do unlimited electronics. They take books, like absolutely every book, which is, you know, it's really unusual to get a budget textbook or even like a nonfiction book. That's
cool. Well, Reader's Digest condensed books.
Right. I mean, just because I think they work with. You know, there's book recyclers. No, it's at it's on First Avenue. It's down First Avenue, not far from the hospital. But I'll put something in, because if you can think ahead, it's a real.
Yeah, wherever the dog park is, right there.
Yeah. It was a little
yeah.
Is that Miller Park?
I think so.
Just because it reminded me. Oh, so first of all, I think Lisa Gill sent me another community in the area that has a really, really good page on their website on where to recycle, hard to recycle things. Because I know we've talked about doing a little better job of that. So I think we'll you know, steal from that and kind of, yeah, bolster our effort on that,
like the child seats that Target does.
Right, that's the kind of stuff it has. Yeah. Like literally that. And then I had a bunch of paint, and I took it to Earth Paint.
You do have to pay, right?
You have to pay, but it's a nonprofit, and actually, what you pay is deductible, and they turn it into paint.
Okay.
Yeah. You can literally buy like new paint there that's made out of recycled paint.
Oil-based only or goodbye?
No, just latex only.
Yeah, no oil-based. Yeah, just latex paint. Anyway, really Cool. It's not that close, but it's not that far. I think it's in Wooddale.
It's not far the where we go for the emissions test. So I try to
Oh, you try to buy those. Nice. Yeah, it's in Wooddale, like not hard to get to, 20 minutes. I thought that was very cool. All right.
Well, I've been researching hard to recycle things because I'd like to come up with like a whole boatload of, and that's how I discovered that the Target did the child
I'll
seats.
send you this website. I'll send it to everybody because it's somebody spent a lot of time doing what we all do on occasion to figure out. I mean, I've driven to the North Shore to recycle polystyrene before, like where there was a Elks Lodge parking lot, there was a semi truck that you actually opened on your own and you put your
Oh,
polystyrene
goodness.
in. Like, so there's all kinds of
We did it
more
one.
things going on.
Yes.
Yes. That's. Those years ago, so. Right, communications. You want
Yeah.
to keep rolling here?
Yeah. Let me, I did not, just pull up your document in
Yes.
the packet. I probably should have just pulled up the packet here
Well,
anyway.
I start off the discussion by asking what's going on with getting the article for the Wednesday Journal
I had
approved?
followed up with our assistant village administrator today. Still has me a response. Have something by the end of the week for you because I had.
Okay, let me make a comment, not to be snarky here, but if I'm going to write a monthly column, I expect to be able to get it approved in a week. It's going to take weeks and weeks. This isn't going to work. Because if I write something and try and write something that may be, I mean, not time sensitive necessarily, but you want for, timely to have to wait a month. Now, I communicated to Ken Trainer and told him what I was waiting for. And, it's been weeks now, and I'm afraid that they may not be very interested in doing this if it gets too bureaucratic. So we can try and,
So we did talk about you doing it a little bit more as a citizen and just stating that you are in the system, not representing it. So I don't know if that's still a
Yeah, and I don't know if that
possibility.
makes a difference or not,
Yeah.
or if,
I mean, you're allowed to say what you want.
Well, yeah, but if I say I'm on the commission, I don't know.
You're still not.
Okay.
You're not writing on behalf of
And
the person.
you might even have like a little disclaimer you put on every phone, but I am a member of the commission, but I'm not writing. I mean, just that just saves you.
That's true, except I think about somebody reading that, what they're going to think,
They'll think that you're an informed person, but that is not.
I don't think
That's what
so.
I would think.
Well, yes, but you're not typical
No, I'm not.
citizen.
But I will follow up
Okay.
on that. I think there was, and I'll need to sit down and talk to them of confusion of if it was, yeah, like that, you as an individual or representing the whole commission, and I think,
Which is actually means about.
yes.
Yeah. No. I guess I would characterize it ideally. And if we need to do it differently, then I will comply. But.
Yeah, I agree, Susan. You can just always have a little bit of a bio at the bottom of your name saying that if this is the stuff you're involved in, and you're not representing, you're not speaking for anybody, but just point out that, yeah, you're not just somebody winging stuff. You've got
You're informed.
you're informed. That's, then you don't have to worry about bureaucracy.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't want to specifically say I'm not representing the group,
No,
but I think it'd be okay to say.
I'm president of the one in your condo, you're on this, you're on this, you're on this, you're on this.
You could, now that you have this other one, you could say, you're a citizen of the board, so you could put the company association and the
Well, I
kind
guess.
of group
Yeah.
you could put on like the first one if you want, and then just say this applies to all future ones, and then everything on the next
Thank
one's
you.
submissions.
Well, when you read things
Or
there, like sometimes when you see a one view at the bottom, they'll say, and so, was a trustee for X number of years. And, there's almost, like you say, like a little bio.
it's
But
the whole line. We'll call you in before the board.
No, I don't mean it to, represent the village.
Yeah, I think that I'll have to follow up with them. I think that was probably the confusion.
If you could
Yep. I'll have something to you by Friday at the very latest.
Okay, and I'll come up with some appropriate wording.
Before I turn over the show to you on the website stuff, just looking forward. We've got a bunch of events and things coming up, so I was just going to plug in a few things here and there. Compost thing that I had flagged, somebody had submitted back in October or November when it didn't really make sense to run. I'd had sort of in the hopper to run next week. We've got the styrofoam recycling event coming up. We've got the bike exchange coming up. There's the car seat recycling. I've been monitoring the Target website. So once that new information goes live, I'll get that in there. Earth Day, Arbor Day. We've got a bunch of existing stuff that can be updated and just continue to plug these events for the next month, month and a half, unless anybody has any new things they want to add. Manolo, I will incorporate your events.
I'll go and do that. I'm meeting with the club, but then I'm sure they'll be happy.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'll just continue to plug these events as they come up and raise awareness and get a two or three posts on each one. And I think we should be good in terms of newsletters and social media and then website. Take it away.
Just by way of background, I think we've got great stuff out there. I just think it's a little bit scattered, and I'd like to get it a little bit more focused. And the other thing is that sound web design, generally, you try and keep the number of layers you've got to go through to get to something to two or three. And I think if we could centralize on the home page, have a link to it on the front page of the village site, the home page. And of course, the description of the commission belongs with all the other commission descriptions. But cross-link those, that would make a huge difference. So specifically, we have a parent page. We've got a home page today. Where I would change it would be to take our text from, there's a document. It's not even on the website proper, but there's a document that you can click on. And thank you, Seth, for fixing that link. Because I couldn't find that because the link was broken, I think is what was going on. But from the commission's page, there's a link to a document that was written in 2021, which is a wonderful description. It's got our mission statement, it's got the seven pillars, as I call them, and so on. That's great. That belongs right up front on the home page, I think.
Home page is about the river or it's village right there.
No, the home page of sustainability home page, yes.
The commission homepage or the sustainability.
Sustainability.
Yeah. Part of this problems, we have two home pages.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then I'll be more specific. Okay. I'd like to see us put a link on the village homepage that says basically sustainability homepage or sustainability hub or green hub, however you want to word it. You click on that and you go to the sustainability homepage, which today has all the links to the different
This page.
pages and articles and so on. Okay. That's a pretty good page. It needs a little bit of cleanup in terms of layout. But in the front of that page, then I'd like to take that section from the document. I don't know what in that document, there's no heading on it, so I don't know what it was for, what it was called, but it's got our mission statement. And put the mission statement at the top of the sustainability homepage. And link from the sustainability commission page to the homepage. And have a link backwards from the homepage to the commission page, off on the side, along with all the other links to the okay. So the commission page, there's a section there that says, Sustainability Commission can be found here. Review the guidelines for sustainable living. Sustainable living, that link is our sustainability homepage. There's no other way to get there except from here.
There is another way. It is very roundabout. You have to go into Life in River Forest, or you have to.
There's a guide to sustainable living.
Yeah, there should be. I need to get it in this. I need to have it
more guides
moved up into B, because we don't need
to. Yeah, you're spot on. It's like,
yes,
it's possible.
So this.
That was motivated to find it.
It takes me a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even having done it 1,000 times, I still.
I didn't know. I've been through the site, you know.
And so I'm going to try and get it, have it be one of these first four up here for this.
I'm in the village homepage.
Yeah, this is the village homepage. So. Yes.
Yeah, really.
Rona can get married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you just scroll up a tiny bit? Is there a little bit more?
This is as far up as
no,
I can
no, no.
Do.
No, I guess down then.
I see. I want it to be one of those.
These. Let me check and see.
Well, I drew a picture.
That's where I got the idea.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you for reading.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Right there.
Oh, I like doing this stuff.
And I think by doing that, you're doing two things. You're getting people there quickly, but you're also saying, like, we as a village support sustainability. That's why it's not like, if you go through, it's there. You know, you have to go through 40 pages, but it's there.
And just to, I don't know which of your guys' sections it was, but I know one of your sections during the midterm presentation, it promoted sort of like three levels of implementation, and across all topics, the first level was just sustainability commission communications of ways we can act as a commission on our own to put information out there. And then the next levels up were sort of further implementation, things like that. So just wanted to plug back into, I don't know which one of your guys' classes that was, but I thought that was a pretty cool layout.
So I just mentioned navigation as part of navigation levels. So the parent page is the sustainability homepage. And if we could get a link right up front on the home village page, that'd be great. You click, you go to the sustainability page, which today is that sustainable living link. That's in the page that goes to, okay? That's the parent page. We've got a whole bunch of links on that page to various topics, and those are children pages. Now, I don't know what sort of tool has been used to create this, if this is pure HTML and all that, or if it's something, some canned product like WordPress, where there's limitations and so on.
So, like, I can do something where I sign in through the website and can edit the text. And, I mean, even just, like, the spaces in between these things, these were already built in. But if I, like, delete the wrong thing, the whole format gets messed up. And it is very difficult to
do. So there are, just because, like, the first time we did a redesign, there are limitations for sure. But, like, you can communicate what those are to us.
Yeah.
It's like a WordPress-like thing.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is
very sensitive.
Yes.
And some of that may be, and no criticism to anybody, but there may be ways of making the tool behave a little better. I'd be interested to know what the tool is, because I may be able to help from a technical.
I honestly don't know if it like has an official name, to be honest with you. But I know like one of the things I saw in this document was deleting these extra spaces, and these were sort of built in when I had sort of inherited the website, so to speak, after Sarah left and I started. And so having it less spaced honestly would be less of a headache for me formatting wise, just with updates. So
definitely keep a lot more stuff above the fold.
And I may be able to, I mean, I don't know if I'd be permitted to do this, but I could sit next to somebody and I'm and see kind of how it works, and I might be able to help from a technical
So with IT, we're in the midst of figuring out our next IT provider. But there is like a separate website administrator, but those guys are completely remote.
The village or contract?
Contract. So I'll need to talk with Luke, our deputy clerk. He's sort of the person who maintains much of it, and have him sort of walk me through, and that'd be the, yeah.
I mean,
and then I can.
Somebody like that, I would be able to do it if we gave very specific specifications. Yeah. But can we spend the money on the contractors to be there?
Yeah, I think there's. I think it's a question of what changes we need to make, and then how much I can make on my own formatting the text and
because
that.
I could write much
and
more explicit specifications. You know, this was just.
Included this in here. I have not had, I've skimmed through some of it. I've not had the opportunity to go through a detailed read of all of this. So
something more technical and more specific.
Yeah. So yeah, I think the first step is me making the edits I can make, and then having Luke.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think he can do like the adding the button on the homepage and things like that. And then anything further, we have however many hours a month with the contractor, so we should be able to work that in.
Well, and I just kind of specified this in two pieces. The things that are, I think, critical so that people can get to content, and then things that are nice to have and might be more complicated or might be issues of standards that the village might have for the website where they might be okay with it. Okay, so basically, if you look on the second page of this document,
this page, correct?
The appendix page or no? The additional
phase
pages.
Two changes?
Village homepage changes?
Yeah, sustainability homepage changes. Oh, you've got that. So, yeah. Okay, so if you look at the little screenshot there, today there's a couple of sentences there under sustainable living. I'm suggesting taking those out and instead putting in the mission statement, which is in the appendix.
What if we move sustainable living down a little, the mission statement?
I'm not suggesting taking the heading. You're absolutely correct. Not taking the heading out. I want to take that sentence out because I think it's kind of wishy-washy. You know, it kind of to me reads like, you know, it'd be nice if you did this. I think it'd be a much stronger statement to start with the mission statement, take that sentence out, and the sustainable living heading stays there underneath.
Like our mission
statement. Link back to the commission page from this, similar to how the commission page links to this, correct?
Yeah, you can link in both directions. But then underneath, we still have all of the content with the links. Now, I am suggesting that we make some changes to that. One of them was, yes, to tighten up the space. Because it's, you know, best practice says you don't want to scroll any more than you have to, and you kind of lose interest as you've got all that space. And I know exactly what you're talking about with the space, because I have the same problem when I try and do something on that page. But if we can tighten that up, that helps.
I think tightening up can honestly probably make the formatting easier, if anything.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And especially if we, put more content out there, the tighter the page, the better.
Jeff, I realize we're not sharing the screen here, so I will. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay.
There we go. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I'll just pull this up, and Jeff's been flying blind.
But in phase two, and this is where it might be more programmatic work, and maybe you need to spend money and hours with your consultants. And that's why I'm suggesting this be phase two, where, for example, how to reduce your carbon footprint, and then underneath are the bullet points. Well, those bullet points are all topics. And when you click on the blue link there, because that's a link, and incidentally, that's not best practice either. There's no way to really know that's a link and not a headache. I mean, I'm just persnickety because I was in IT, don't mind me. But there's one page when you click that has those four topics. It would be a lot cleaner if each one of those topics was a separate small daughter window. A daughter window pops up, you see it, but you don't lose your navigation back to the parent page. That's better design.
It like opens up a new tab, right?
Yeah, it opens up a new window.
Yeah.
You pop up a window. You know, like when you get help somewhere and there'll be a little question mark, you click on it, like say on the IRS's site, and it pops up a little window and you read a little bit and then you close that window and you're back where you were. You want people to read as many topics as possible. You want them to be engaged on this page and be interested in all this content. When you click and go there, you lose this page. And you've got all those topics. And maybe they're interested in switch to renewable resource, but they don't care about electrify. So if we flip it around and how to reduce your carbon footprint is no longer a link, but heading. And each one of those underneath is a link, which means that the content on the how to reduce your carbon footprint page gets broken out into four pop-up daughter windows. And, you know, you want me to write technical specs for technical people? And as I say, this is phase two. You don't have to have a meeting.
That's all my tips. Yeah, question I have is, can you do this in isolation or is it? The whole village website set up this way.
Yes. And so that's some of the questions I need to figure out. And so
if we'd be permitted to do it, there may be standards. And whether they're good standards or bad standards,
I don't know. And you just can't do it out of a segment. That's why
I don't know. No, I understand that. But even if we don't do this, I think by putting the link on the village homepage, making this the focus, because the commission is fine, but there's people that don't necessarily know or care too much about commissions, and there's people that think committees, and if you make that the entry point in, you may lose some of those folks. The real point here is green and sustainability. I'm not dissing the commission. I've talked to people, my neighbors, of course, people in my building. I don't know if they're representative of River Forest, but other people that are a little bit younger, a little bit more into this sort of thing, and some of the feedback.
This is also, your expertise in this is super welcome. Yeah, and just so you know, none of us are this has always been a work in progress, and no feelings are hurt at all. This is not even a little bit.
And I know when we had,
content is great.
Yeah,
all we do is reorganize it.
Right, and we've always struggled to, we've reorganized it a couple times, and every time it's tiny little.
And I know when we last completed the reorganization and the updating, I think Gary was the one who had brought up that we need to periodically have meetings like this to review this and make sure it's
and update it more often.
Yeah.
So is there a motion the member is supposed to make?
This was simply discussion. This is things that I can start to do, request our staff do, and then as we dig deeper, figure out the capabilities of what all the website can handle.
Right. What its capabilities are.
Yes.
Can it accommodate,
But I think if I had to prioritize, and trying to keep within the existing kind of format without pushing or trying to find out if we can change things radically, if we could
get that navigation from the home
the
page
statement
and then get
on that page. That would be the first thing, because I want to be able to, in an article, point somebody to that mission statement. Now, what I will do in the first article, because I'm going to put two links in there, one to Oak Park's commission ready, climate ready page, you know, because that's their version, and one to a mission statement. So I want them to see the mission statement, but then, and from there, well, yeah, I don't know. I got to think about this, because if I do that, then they don't see the link to the sustainable living.
So I think, like, maybe this is what you're saying. Like, let's understand what the limitations are, because you can work around that. I mean,
yeah.
This is literally what you did for a living.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Is work within the limitations of whatever technology or project management. So like. We ran into, I know last time we ran, like, it's a funky website thing, but it's not, like, impossible. Like, there's things we can do.
Well, I've worked around weirder,
things,
so,
so,
I can always find a way.
I don't know if there's other feedback, like, I think this is all excellent opportunity for our website, so.
But could we at least, if we could make the change to the sustainable living page to take that sentence out in the beginning and put.
Yeah, I can have that done tomorrow.
The enhanced quality of life and the seven things.
Yep.
But you have time or not.
I can have that done tomorrow afternoon.
Well, if that got done,
yeah.
Then I could put the link in the article to the sustainable living page, because Oak Park has got their mission, you know, pretty well up front, and I need to be able to do something.
Well, I mean, just let Louise know when that's done, and you can check it out, make sure it's what you wanted. Sorry.
Yeah. No, perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
Adding, what tech people call, but other bars, potentially adding, like, what's going on in the community, different sustainable events. But we would have to have someone dedicated to that, I feel like.
We've got that calendar. It's very...
It's on the sustainable living page. But
okay.
Actually, we'll, like, check it out, because there might be opportunity for us to... That would be great.
It's very
Wonder. I don't know if you've checked out the Wonder Film webs. It's Wonder Connections, but they have this whole calendar, and people can submit different events. So that might be cool.
To link it to them.
That would be
interesting. I mean, why?
Why not?
Yeah. I do have a few things. I know we had put in just having some of the Forest Preserve District events. That's just a permanent link. The Repair Cafe, I'll update the date every month. Sometimes I forget it until, like, the week after it's passed. So, and then any of these sort of things coming up, like the polystyrene event, like the electronic waste recycling, I'll get more in the coming weeks. Earth Day, Arbor Day, Bicycle Exchange, which I just got the information on yesterday. What else do we got? For all of you, subscribe to the compost program. Those emails will be going out for the delivery of that soon. So,
and see, now this is where format. If we have enough events, that takes up the beginning of the page, and that's important. The calendar should be up front, but then you've got to roll down. There's one of two things that could be done. One, I know the site could support, because it's what they use to publish the meetings, and they have sort of a table. There's individual entries, and you can click on the agenda and all the rest of that stuff. At a minimum, we could use that, I'll call it object, okay? it'd be a whole lot cooler, and this is where we might get into limitations or standards, you know, because it would look, as Gary pointed out, it would be different than the rest of the website. But typically what most sites do is you click on a button, it pops up what looks like a calendar.
I don't know that we have enough events that
okay.
But like, sure, could we partner with, or like, say to Oak Park, you want us to publish this event? Or, yeah. Or just link to the Wonderful website. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I had a thought. I don't know if anyone was on here when Lauren Behan, Mrs. Behan, was on here, but she told me she like started a whole sustainable Instagram, and I don't know if that's like still active or if we should make social media.
I've never. Well, there's the village one.
Yeah, there's the village one. I was like,
We don't have a sustainability Insta.
And I think this did come up before that, you know, we are a part of the village and the village doesn't support
humorous. Yeah. Although I do think maybe, might be both, but maybe either just police or just fire started their own separate social media. But this is like a very recent development. I can't even remember which, or if it's not both, might be just one of the departments. But yeah.
At least weekly sustainable.
We had a lot of airtime on the village Insta page. So.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
I guess Facebook and also Nextdoor.
Yeah. And that is one of the things I made note of the discussion last week is getting like the link portion on the Instagram page so that any active links can then be accessed through the sort of main page of the Instagram. I know that was something somebody had raised during last month's meeting.
All right, so for the sake of time, is there any other feedback for Luis on this?
Anything you disagree with?
And of course, you can hit her offline.
Yes, please do.
And what this might be just a good opportunity for everybody to like refresh yourself with what the website looks like and how it behaves. And is it okay if like feedback goes to people?
Directly to my
So I'll make some updates tomorrow, probably tomorrow afternoon or maybe Thursday morning. Okay. Send out to Luis, and then I'll BCC everyone else, and then you can reply back to just Luis and I with any input.
Under promise and over deliver, Seth. We'll have it done by Friday morning.
This week.
Yes.
Definitely.
No, I'm gonna get in tomorrow, and then there's gonna be just there's gonna be a million people with missed compost pickup today.
he just like X's out his calendar for. We're at time, but we have UIC planning, so let's spend some time talking about that. Is that just like a general?
Yeah, I just put that in. I know we had touched base on a couple of items before Gary and I were logged on for the midterm presentations. So April 20th is going to be, April 30th. April 30th is going to be the final, not on a Saturday. Tuesday, April 30th is going to be the final presentation for both the classes. So we should have a couple of finished reports for the May meeting, but yeah, anyone is welcome to. I will be zooming in for that, and I'll share that with everyone else.
And we'll have a drinking game based on sustainability buzzwords. So
let us know how we can help.
Yeah. In other words, we can buy words. That's not lovely.
You guys are
very good.
I'll be.
Six or five. Class starts at 6:30. How they had done it last time was the Broadview sections had gone first, and then the River Forest sections had started about 8 o'clock, and it was, we were wrapped up by 9. So I think the class is technically supposed to go till 9:15 or 9:30.
Correct. And we'll get that information to you ahead of time if it's going to be River Forest first or Broadview. I assume it'll be Broadview first, but
cool. Mayor Thompson of Broadview, I understand, has been coming out in person to the big updates. So she's.
Where are the updates?
Okay. Burn interchange.
Yeah, no, I definitely know what campus is. Yeah, so you can find out what building they are if you want to go. Are we allowed to go?
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyone's welcome in person.
Which building, you know?
That's lecture building C. I could get that the address to you.
And then,
we'll get it sent out on the details.
And then I know with the midterm one, Professor Kawamura had said that anyone coming in person, he can have reserved parking for, so to help facilitate that. So anyone who wants to go in person for that one, I have not heard anything about any particular involvement until then. So the professor been sending me the progress reports, but yeah, that's all I've got. But yeah.
Any other updates on your end guys? Anything?
I kind of touched on the piece that I wanted to talk about. Any questions? But like I said, just if there's any input that the commission would like to get to us, like, please don't hesitate. We're very much looking for that. We definitely appreciated the guidance from the midterm. So
Same here. We appreciate all the feedback that we got back, and we're starting to tackle the areas that we need to close up on whatnot.
all right, with that, next meeting is April 9th. We should hopefully be downstairs again, unless Commissioner Trevor needs to use it again, in which we are happy to accommodate. Yes.
I like this. I like the more intimate setting of these
I think it
calls.
was our March meeting last year that met in
Oh,
here because it was primary day.
Yeah. All right.
So do we have a motion to adjourn? All
Make the motion.
right, do
We're
we have
17 minutes before I start getting charged, so.
Let's take our time. Do we have a second? I'm assuming you're going to
Sorry.
second it then.
I'll second it.
All right. Chairperson Simon,
Yes.
Commissioner Charette, Commissioner Lennon, Commissioner Mazzatesta, Commissioner Vizi.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging out even though you're on the road. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five
Sorry, I
nothing.
couldn't
We
be there.
are adjourned at 8.